This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm taking over the 99 names again with Bilal Khan. This is, do we have a name for this series?
Yeah.
We don't.
We do. Oh. It's called the 99 names.
Oh, okay. The 99 names. Perfect. Fair enough. Bismillah. Let's start.
All right, guys. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Or if this is your first episode, welcome to an episode of the 99 Names. I'm your host, Bilal Khan, and I'm here with us.
Ammar Shukri.
All right. So, Ammar.
So, if this is your first time with us, I teach a class for a Maghrib Institute called His Majesty.
Unlocking
the Names of Allah.
Show him the book.
This is the binder. This is a beat-up binder because I just traveled with it a lot. But this is...
That's a global notebook
right
there.
That is a global notebook right there. And so... yeah, so I traveled with it. This class is probably coming to a city near you. If you live in anywhere in the U.S., Canada, UK, Malaysia.
Australia.
Any part of the Western Muslim world, we pretty much operate. Sweden, well, the English-speaking Western Muslim world. So Sweden, Denmark. Actually, just taught this class in Sweden last week.
Would USA and Canada be considered part of the Muslim world?
Okay, so any place that has a Muslim diaspora within the Western world.
How about so basically that? Anywhere in the world where you can book in 150 butts on the seats and basically we'll be there.
Pretty much, you know, through a process. But yeah, Al-Maghrib basically operates there. So we've been going through different names and now today we are going to go over one of the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Malik.
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 All right.
Now, Al-Malik
and
Al-Malik.
Got it.
And Al-Malik.
Al-Malik, Al-Malik, and Al-Malik.
Al-Malik, yes.
So these are three names.
Three names.
How do you...
Malik is M-A-L-E-E-K or I with the fancy...
Right, no, but in Arabic, it's Mim, Lam, Kaf.
Right? Ya-Kaf, yeah.
So in Malik, it's Mim, Lam, Ya-Kaf.
Malik, it's Mim, Lam,
and Malik is Mim, Alif, Lam, Kaf.
Yes.
Got it.
Malik is without the Alif. It's just Mim, Lam, Kaf.
Okay. Mim, Lam, Kaf, Alif, Ya. Malik or Malik? Is that a name too?
So it's Malik, which is Mim, Alif, Lam, Kaf.
Yeah.
Malik, which is Mim, Lam, Kaf.
Yeah.
Malik, which is Mim, Lam, Ya, Kaf.
But there's no Malik.
No.
Okay.
No. There's no Malik. No, there isn't.
But there is mulk.
There is mulk. And mulk means dominion. And all of these come back to the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the owner and the one with authority over his creation. And so one of these names is uncontroversial.
Okay.
And that is Malik.
Malik.
You'll find Malik on everybody's list.
Okay.
And the reason why is because it comes in a very clear form of being a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is in Surah Al-Hashr.
Okay. Al-Malik Al-Quddus Al-Aziz.
Exactly. Al-Malik Al-Quddus Al-Salam Al-Mu'min Al-Muhaymin Al-Aziz Al-Jabbar.
It's also in Surah Jum'ah.
Yes. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called Al-Malik here. Now you have two other names which are controversial.
Disagreed upon.
That's okay. What I mean when I say controversial. Not that it's like, oh, it's like a bad name. It's just that controversial here meaning that it's not unanimous. There is some controversy with regards to whether it's a name or not. And Malik is controversial, as well as Malik is controversial. And the reason is because, just really general, the easiest way for you to know when you're reading the Quran, we're recording this before Ramadan, if it's released in Ramadan, if you're reading the Quran throughout
the
Ramadan.
The idea, and I'm hoping you guys are watching this in Ramadan, because I'm hoping to have an episode a day.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Sounds great. So if you're reading the Quran through Ramadan and you want to know, is this a name of Allah or not? Mm. The easiest way is if it comes in the form of a name with an alif lam.
Okay.
If it comes in with an alif lam in front of it, then you're good to go.
Okay.
And that's why you have, for example, Al-Malik.
Yeah.
Uncontroversial. Al-Quddus. Uncontroversial. As-Salam. Uncontroversial. But Malik Yawmiddin, there's no place in the Quran where it comes with an alif lam.
Okay.
There's no Al-Malik anywhere. And if it did, then we'd have no problem. But Malik comes in a particular format, which is called Mudaf, which is a possessive form. And that is a controversial
So mudaf and mudaf ilayh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mudaf and mudaf ilayh, which is a possessive form in Arabic grammar, which some people hold it's the name of Allah and some people don't.
How would you explain that in English? What does it mean to be possessive in English?
So it's when you say the X of Y.
Okay.
The pen of Bilal.
Okay.
So that form in Arabic is called mudaf mudaf ilayh because you are attributing that pen to this person.
Okay.
And so, for example, Malik Yawm al-Din, which is where Malik appears, is the master of the Day of Judgment. So it's the X of Y.
Okay.
So he's the master of the Day of Judgment. And Malik always comes in that form. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say, O Allah, the master or the Malik of the dominion.
Okay.
And so it's not coming in an absolute unrestricted form. It's restricted to a particular item. And so some said, we're not going to count Malik as a name in that case.
Got it. Okay.
Malik is also controversial. Again, it doesn't come as
this
clear
is the
cut.
First time hearing Malik, because I always thought Malik is, because I've seen, heard people named Malik, but I thought that was a mispronunciation.
Oh, so you were sitting there laughing at them and throwing popcorn at them.
I wasn't throwing popcorn.
Yeah.
But no, I just always assumed
saying,
that.
Oh, you silly person. That's not even real Arabic.
No. Of course not.
Yeah. So Malik comes in the Quran at the end of Surah Al-Qamar. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. The last two verses of Surah Al-Qamar, Allah says, the muttaqin, the people of taqwa, are in gardens and rivers.
Okay.
في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. In a gathering of truth in the presence of a malik.
Okay.
مقتدر. A king who is full of ability. Or someone who is full of power and authority and ability.
Okay.
So this is the name malik. So all three of these have to do with this concept of authority and
dominion.
And dominion and strength. Now, when we look at the first name and Malik.
Because dominion is one thing, but to be able to assert one's authority into dominion requires strength.
Absolutely. Requires strength. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, whenever we study these names, even if there's some sort of, you know, shared concept amongst humanity, we automatically start looking for the differences. What is the difference between Allah's kingship, for example, and everybody else's kingship?
Okay.
So the first and most obvious difference in Allah's kingship is that it's eternal.
Yes.
Everybody else's is temporary. So it's limited by, it's unrestricted by time. Allah was the king 1400 years ago, 7000 years ago, 7 million years ago, and everybody else's kingship diminishes. The other is by space. You say the king of Saudi Arabia, the queen of England, the king of Sweden.
What's the line of poetry in the Jannah poem? With time and space, where you mentioned?
For all of the bounties, all of the grace, all of the sights and the smells and the taste will be forgotten without a trace, as if frozen in time and space when you see his face.
Gotcha.
And so that concept with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his kingship is eternal and is not restricted to a time and a place. He is the king everywhere and he is the king of all times. And this is, it's really humbling because I went to the pyramids last summer.
Okay.
And, you know, it's the first time being in Cairo. I wanted to see the pyramids.
Oh,
and
it wasn't the Mayan pyramids?
No. It was, and it wasn't the Sudanese pyramids, although ours are older, but I don't want to get into that.
Oh, for real?
Of course.
Wow. Are they similar in shape?
They're similar in shape, yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, it's the same region. It's probably the same...
same pharaonic dynasties?
Yeah, but we were just... Ours were earlier.
Okay.
And ours were smaller, so they're less... I'm talking about Sudan, by the way. Ours are less known than the Egyptian ones. And there's been a lot of tension between Sudan and Egypt over the past couple of months because of this concept.
Because of the pyramids?
There's a lot of beef. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify all of our affairs. But the idea here is... you go to the pyramids and you see these the ones in Egypt.
Yeah.
Such magnificently large structures. And you think these people built these things for them to die.
Well, somebody might argue that it was built by aliens.
Yes. We don't even know. We don't even know how they were built.
Right.
Jinn, what did they do? Like, how did they do it? Mm. Bro, a brick came up to my shoulder. A single brick came up to my shoulder. So it's just like, how did they do this? And then, you know, how what kind of people were these pharaohs like in that society? Okay. You know, we look at people and we say, you know, this person kind of rules the world, but these people really ruled their world.
Yeah.
I mean, they were gods.
Mm.
They were worshipped. And yet, now, when you go to the pyramids, these incredible, like, structures that they built to honor them, people are just standing in front of it going like this. That's what they're doing.
The whole thing, like, hey, look.
I'm holding a pyramid. Yeah. Or like this. Or look, I'm jumping over the pyramid.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking to myself, man, if they saw what these people were doing, they would...
They would be tripping. They would go...
They'd be executing them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like, on the spot.
And so just look at how... And they've just become nothing.
Yeah.
They've just become nothing. They're not even known who these people are. They're just pharaohs. Yeah. And so everybody...
Well, you know, Ramses II.
Okay. One of them.
Yeah.
Right? Tutankhamun.
King Tut. Tutankhamun. Yeah.
Just very rare names, but
Cleopatra.
Who are these people? And so everybody, and if that's the case with them, then one of the main lessons to learn is to not be so impressed with people who are transient. Okay. We're all so transient. Everything is so transient. And we spend so much energy and time being obsessed with people who are so transient. You look at someone like Michael Jordan 20 years ago. It was just 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now you got these kids who are like, oh, LeBron James.
People still know. Like, I think people still
but it's not the
await
same.
The shoes.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But it's not the same, like, authority or power. And so many people invested so much time. And we continuously do that.
Yeah.
Not realizing that we're all so incredibly temporary. Anyway, so just that's just one concept with regards to Admitic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kingship is completely
eternal. You talk about just the eternal and not bound by space.
Yeah.
I was just thinking to myself, post 1492 all the way up until the 1800s. Early 1800s, Spain was the largest empire in the world. Spain, they covered not only Spain, but they covered everything from like Canada down to South America.
Yeah.
Like they ruled it all.
Yep.
The first nation that Texas was governed under was Spain.
Look at Britain. The sun never set on the British Empire.
Yeah.
And now they jokingly say the sun doesn't rise on the British Empire. Because it's always cloudy there. But that's the reality, right? So yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king. Some differences between king and owner, obviously, is that king is a king has an authority over people, whereas an owner has authority over objects. So you don't say, I'm the king of this pen,
okay,
right? I'm not the king of this microphone. I'm not the king of this toaster.
Okay.
But you say, I am the king over these people. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, right? Because you're a king over people.
Yeah.
Say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of mankind, the king of mankind. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called the master of the day of judgment. Now, interesting note, the scholars, they said...
So would it be fair to say not necessarily people, but the king of creation that is alive? King of the jungle? Right.
Okay.
King of the king of beasts.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. But yeah, it's a creation that's alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master and the king of the day of judgment, both of them together, over the people and with complete authority.
So what's the difference between the idea of master, kingship, and ownership?
Master and kingship. So again, it's exactly that master. I don't know if you mean Malik versus Malik. Is that what you mean?
I mean, I don't know, because many times Maliki Yawmiddin.
Malik means ownership.
Okay. But the idea that Maliki Yawmiddin, I've always heard it translated as
master.
Master of the day of judgment, owner of the day of judgment.
I don't think master is appropriate.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what master means in that sense. But it means the owner. Malik means the owner.
But like, I think master has to do with... I mean, and maybe we're going into like older English.
Maybe.
Where like, you know, when simple example, Master Wayne, right?
Okay.
They're like the butler.
Okay. The one who is, the one
authority.
Who has authority. You're right. Yes. You're right. You call a sensei master.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Or professor.
Okay. So you call a sensei professor also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's why Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the guys are not called senseis. They're called professors.
Got it.
But the translation in Japanese is like if there's a professor, they'll call him sensei.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I think what you're saying is right, that master, here you go back beyond just mastery.
Yeah.
And master meaning the one who is obeyed.
Okay.
And if that's the case, then you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master of the Day of Judgment. He's the one who is obeyed. And that's why the scholars, they say it's restricted to the Day of Judgment.
Right.
Because the idea is that on the Day of Judgment, he's the king of the Day of Judgment. He's the king of every day. And he's the Malik of every day. But on the Day of Judgment is the day when no one challenges him.
Okay.
And he's the master of the Day of Judgment in particular, because on that day, no challengers and no competitors, none shall speak, not even the whisper, the terrors of that day will be enough of an inhibitor. For that is the day where the kings fall silent and the powerful are humbled, and every violent tyrant will be exposed to be but of flesh and bones, and along with all pretenders be humbled to watch the throne. That's the idea. He is the Malik of the Day of Judgment and the master of the Day of Judgment and the owner of the Day of Judgment. Yeah.
That's dope, man.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting. I just on a closing story, the idea of maybe bringing the concept of dominion home. I was riding rush hour traffic in DC. I was riding the bike share to catch the train. And around 5-6 o'clock, DC is typically gridlocked.
Mm.
And so, but if you're on a bike, you can weave right through and get to where you're going. And so myself and a whole bunch of other cyclists, we just kept going. And then I hear this loud noise. Yo, pull over. Right? And it was loud enough for me to stop my bike and pull over. I'm like, dang, yo. And then, like, not only myself, but others. It was a police officer. And so asked for our ID. Now, I had this
inkling. He asked for all of your ID?
Yeah. Now, I had this inkling to just go for it. But I'm like, yeah, I don't want to have a police chase on
me. Yeah, yeah.
And so he's like, and he writes me a ticket. I'm like, what's this for? He's like, you passed a red light. I'm like, I'm a cyclist. He's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. You passed a red light. Like, red lights are stop signs for cyclists. He's like, who told you that? And I'm like, well, the guys I ride with in Virginia. He goes, you see these license plates? You see that flag that's flying? Does that look like a Virginia flag to you?
Wow.
This is Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. Red lights are red lights. You don't cross them.
Wow.
And then he's like, and then just gives me a ticket and gives everybody else a ticket. And I was like, yo, this guy did Yatlu Alehim Ayat.
Yeah.
He pointed out to me the signs of whose dominion and jurisdiction I am operating within. And so.
You got you, man.
Yeah.
You got you.
So
a couple of last notes with regards to
the takeaway.
The king, yeah.
The takeaway, I think, here what is appropriately. Allah is Al-Malik, Al-Malik, and Al-Malik. He is the king, the owner, the master to be obeyed.
Yes.
Then to understand that we should be aware of the fact that we are within his jurisdiction.
Always.
Always.
That's very beautiful. Jazakallah khair.
Cool. Guys, see you in the next video.
Inshallah.